How an HVAC business gets its first jobs, an honest, field-tested overview of the realistic ways a brand new HVAC company lands its first jobs, referrals, lead marketplaces, Google Local Services ads, home warranty networks, property managers, GC, and directories, with the pros and cons of each and what to do first when you have no reviews and no budget. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. You've got a van, a license, and insurance, and now you need the phone to ring. This is the part nobody warns you about. Being good at the work and getting people to hire you are two completely different skills. A brand new HVAC company has no reviews, no reputation, and usually no marketing budget, so you can't just outspend the established shops in town. You have to be smart about where your first jobs come from. This article is the map. Every realistic channel a new contractor uses to land early work. What each costs and pays, and the honest downside of each. The other articles in this folder go deep on the specific platforms. This one is the overview so you can decide where to point your limited time and money first. The channels, honestly, your own network and referrals. This is the cheapest and best work you'll ever get, and it's where almost every successful small shop actually starts. Friends, family, your old employer's overflow, the electrician and plumber you know. These people hand you jobs that arrive pre-trusted. The downside is volume. Your network only has so many broken furnaces in it, so it won't fill a schedule by itself. But it's free, it converts, and the reviews you earn from these first jobs become the foundation for everything else. Start here, always. Lead generation marketplaces Angie, Home Advisor, Networks, Thumbtack. These sell you a homeowner's contact info, or connect you with someone who clicked I need HVAC help. You pay per lead, whether or not you land the job. They turn on fast, leads within days, even with zero reviews. The downside, leads are shared with competitors, a real chunk are junk wrong number, price shoppers, people who already hired someone, and costs add up quick. They buy you a pipeline before you've earned one. Useful early, but watch the math like a hawk. Google Local Services adds LSA and the Google Guaranteed badge. Google's pay-per-lead program that puts you at the very top of search results with a green checkmark badge. To get it, you pass a background check and submit your license and insurance. More friction than the marketplaces, but the leads are the highest intent you can buy. People actively searching AC repair near me right now, and you only pay when one actually contacts you. For a new shop willing to do the paperwork, this is often the single best paid channel. It earns its own article, Home Warranty Network's American Home Shield, Choice, First American, etc. Warranty companies sell homeowners a service contract, then dispatch the repair to contractors like you. The appeal is steady call volume without marketing. The reality is rough. Pay per job is low. You fight over what's covered. Parts authorization drags and you're often capped on what you can charge. It can keep a new truck busy, but it's volume at thin margin work a lot of established shops won't touch. Property managers and landlords. A single property manager can own dozens or hundreds of rental units. Every one with an HVAC system that breaks. Land one good account and you have steady work for years. The catch, they pay net 30 or net 60, want one throat to choke at all hours, and negotiate hard on price. But the recurring volume is real, and a small shop can win the relationship because the big outfits often don't service them well. General contractors and builders. New construction and remodels need HVAC installed, and GCs subcontract that out. Big ticket install jobs that fill weeks. The downsides. GCs are notoriously slow to pay, hold back retainage, bid the work tight on margin, and one GC going under can take your receivables with it. A channel for when you've got cash cushion and crew, not usually day one. Online directories and your own Google presence. Your free Google business profile, plus Yelp, Nextdoor, and the local listings are where people look when a neighbor mentions your name. These won't flood an unknown shop with leads, but they're table stakes. A fully filled out Google business profile with a handful of real reviews quietly earns free calls from people searching your area. Costs nothing but time. Set it up week one. What to do first? No reviews, no budget. When you're starting from zero, run this order. Set up your free Google business profile completely. Service area, hours, photos of your work and your van. Services listed. It's free, and it's what customers check before calling. Work your network hard. Tell everyone you're open for business. Call your old employer about overflow, and ask the plumbers and electricians you know to trade referrals. These first jobs are how you earn your first reviews. Ask every happy customer for a Google review the moment the job's done and they're pleased. 5 real reviews changes how a stranger sees you. It's the single highest return thing you can do early, and it costs nothing. Add one paid channel once you have a little cash to test with. Google LSA is usually the best first bet on lead quality. A marketplace like Thumbtack or Angie turns on fastest if you need volume now. Start with a tight budget cap and measure what a landed job actually costs you. Only chase property managers, warranties, and GCs once you can handle the volume and the slow pay. Those are pipelines, not starter jobs. The headaches and how to handle them. The biggest mistake new owners make is dumping money into paid leads before setting up the free stuff and squeezing their network. Paid leads are a faucet you rent. Turn them off and the work stops. Referrals and reviews are an asset you own. Build the asset while you rent the faucet, so you're not paying for strangers forever. The second trap is not tracking your numbers. Every pay channel needs the same brutal question. What did a landed, pay job cost me in lead fees? Not the cost per lead, but the cost per job that put money in your account. $1.30 lead sounds cheap until it takes 10 to land $1.300 repair. Run that math monthly and kill the channels that don't pay. And don't let any one channel own you. A shop that's 100% warranty is one contract change from zero, and 100% one GC is one bankruptcy from broke. Diversify as fast as the work lets you. Bottom line, your first jobs come from your network and your free Google presence. That's where you earn the reviews that make everything else work. Paid channels LSA first, then marketplaces buy a pipeline before you've earned one. Worth it if you watch cost per landed job and don't let them become a permanent crutch. The volume channels, warranties, property managers, GC, are real money but come with slow pay, thin margins, and authorization headaches, so chase them once you can absorb the downsides. Build the assets you own, rent the faucets you need, and measure everything.